Well, okay, first of all, let me clear something. We're going to win some gifts today, okay? I see that lines are buzzing already. We're going to win some gifts. I'm an uncle. That is that. And also, you know, in the invasion of Magodo, if you've been following the story, the family went to court, Supreme Court, there's a Supreme Court judgment, and are now laying claim to 500 to 596 plots in Magodo. Most of them are fully built up, so you can imagine, the, you know, and they went marking the houses and so on and so forth. An inquiry, you know, my sources in Lagos State Government says that they're looking at it critically, and that the government is especially the governor himself, is concerned, and he hopes to find a resolution to the matter that would favor everybody. But the government, as at yesterday, went ahead. They were ready to tidy up their position. They're still investigating. Remember that this land was sold to the occupants in the days of Mudashiru. So it's not, we can't hold Mr. Sanwo-Olu responsible, you know, for, apart from the fact that, okay, he's representing the government. It did not happen during his tenure. We need to get that out of the way. It happened in the days of Mudashiru. And my suspicion is, with the story I heard, is that they were told, the occupants of the land were told, the owners of the land were told that, oh, it was going to be used for some big general hospital and so on and so forth, and that they'll be given another land as compensation. It turned out that the civil servants at that time, that's the story I heard, the civil servants at that time balkanized everything, even what was supposed to be given as compensation, they, you know, they took it on themselves. That's the story I'm told. I don't know if that is true. But it's typical. That's a typical Nigerian, whatever it is. So the family painstakingly went to court like good citizens. And when they got to the Supreme Court, they got judgment. So I'm going to be speaking to their lawyer, Mr. Fashusi, and he'll give us, we'll listen to him carefully. He'll give us a clear perspective. But my Christmas Day bonus to you is I had to convince my very good friend, the son, his name just ran out, Yemi Candy Johnson, yes. And his name almost ran out of my head. And he says he'll sacrifice his Christmas breakfast. He'll be here 9 o'clock on Saturday to give a legal perspective and some kind of interpretation to the Supreme Court judgment. So that I'm looking forward to that. You know, that's my Christmas present to you. Whilst you're having your, you know, turkey doesn't come in at nine. You're having your sausages baking and whatever it is, then you'll be listening to some legal analysis from Yemi Candy Johnson. That will be this. But in the meantime, our lines will be open. Let me take my first winner for today. While we're trying to get Mr. Fashusi on the line. Or do we have him on the line?
Hello, good morning.
Morning. Who's calling?
This is Edidio calling.
Sorry, ma, I didn't hear your name well.
Edidio.
Edidio.
Yes, sir.
This is Akwa Ibom, right?
Yes, sir.
How about you?
Idioko, sir.
What side of Akwa Ibom are you from?
I'm from Etinan.
Yeah, from Etinan.
Yes, sir.
I have some relatives in Oron.
Okay.
Yeah, I have some relatives in Oron. I've also been to Ike.
Okay, sir.
I've also been to, where is this place where Mobile is now?
Eket.
I've been to Eket.
Yes.
The day I went to Eket, I thought I was going to die. They took me in this very small place. Who is that baby there? Is that your baby?
He's my baby.
He's your baby. Tell your baby that you have won a gift from Amsterdam, Malta. Okay.
Okay, sir.
you have to come to the. Do you know where the studio is?
No.
Okay.
But I know the address.
You know the address is Etimiyang in Victoria Land. You know near Etimiyang, former IG, near in house.
Yes.
So, Merry Christmas. How old is your baby?
My baby is a year.
Is a year in the talk?
No, he's still learning how to.
Is it like a man or a woman?
Boy.
Boy, oh, okay. No, my grandsons, they're not. They're like my wife, then they look for. Okay, take care of him, okay? Just hold on. Somebody will take down your details, okay? All right. Do we have Mr. Fashusi on the line yet? Okay, let's go straight to business. Morning, Mr. Fashusi.
Good morning, Mr. Giving Yusuf.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
What, for clarity, can you state to the public who exactly you represent in this case?
Chief Adebayo Adeyiga.
Yes.
The chairman of the Shangisha Landlords Association.
Okay. So what did he go to court for?
Oh, they were the claimants in the suit in 1988.
Wow.
Against the military governor of Lagos State. And others.
And they went all the way to the Supreme Court?
Yes. What happened actually was that they were victorious at the High Court.
Yes.
Of Lagos State in 1993.
Yes.
But after about 5 years of the matter in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lagos State government appealed to the Court of Appeal.
Mm-hmm.
They lost. In 2001. And then the Lagos State government appealed again to the Supreme Court. And they lost.
They lost. Fine. Fantastic. Now, what led to all this before we then ask what the Supreme Court judgment is? What was the bone of contention? What happened?
I think the matter started originally in 1984.
Okay.
There was military invasion, let me put it that way, on the property at Magodo.
Yeah.
At that time, it wasn't as developed as it is now.
No.
There were just about 24 houses.
Hmm.
There, at that point, lots of bushes, trees, and all of that. You know the way lands were at that period. And they came in, they demolished the houses and forcefully took over that place. As a matter of fact, Chief Adebayo Adeyega is a non-Nigerian in his 90s.
Wow.
He was thrown down. He was beaten. There was a task force that was set up that beat them. In fact, he lost his eye, one of his eye, in the process.
What?
Yes, he had to be flown out of the country. Right now, he barely even sees me when I'm with him. So God has only spared his life.
For him to see this victory?
God has only spared
why did they beat him and demolish his house? What was the problem?
Well, I don't know. Maybe only the military would be able to answer that question. They were in charge at that point. You know, they wanted to... The information then was that they wanted to take over the land to build a world-class hospital.
That's what I heard.
But if you go into Magodo today, where is it?
There's no
world-class hospital.
All the big boys are there.
So rather than allocate same for the purpose in which they claimed they wanted to use it for, they ended up allocating same to friends and cronies, civil servants, and all of that. That was what prompted them to go to court to challenge the forceful invasion on their land. At that time, the place was called Shangisha.
Yes.
It wasn't even called Magodo.
Hmm.
This was called Shangisha as at that time.
And they later became Magodo GRA.
GRA.
Government Reservation Area.
Thank you. They even turned it to Scheme 2. So what they did, they went to court in a representative capacity, you know, as members of the Shangisha Landlords Association. And, you know, as law-abiding citizens, they went to court to challenge it. And they won.
Yeah,
so,
you know, that there will always be justice at the end of the day, and I congratulate them, and I congratulate you, their lawyer. Now, what has the Supreme Court dictated? What did the Supreme Court judgment say in elementary language? Don't go into all this Latin. You know, you lawyers can go into curious curia A and curious curia B. No, in plain language, what has the judgment said? Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Please go on.
Yes. The Supreme Court affirmed authoritatively the decision of the High Court.
That
first and foremost, the Landlord Association must be given the first choice before any other allocation. First choice. First choice plots of land. First choice.
And how many plots are you talking of?
So at the moment, the High Court of Lagos State granted to them 549 plots.
Okay, so fair enough now. Okay, this is the part that I find a bit complex. So now that the court has said
49
plots. Are they going to lay claim to plots that already have buildings on top of them?
Because you cannot give what you don't have. Yes.
So what?
It's
what?
As simple as that.
So, okay, fine. It's not as simple as that, Mr. Vajuzi. Your work has started. Well, now, how many plots are in? Do you have more than 500 and 96 plus.
Yes, we do.
So,
yes.
How do you determine which 596? Is it any of their choice?
Any of their choice. First choice. That was the first order of the court.
Wow. So are they going to lay claim to plots that already have occupants?
They are going to lay claim to plots that already have occupants. It is their right. It is an order of the court. First choice. You see, the matter has a checkered history. In the sense that whilst the matter was ongoing at the High Court specifically granted a motion for interlocutory injunction, restraining the Lagos State Government from allocating lands to anybody, and also stopping people, let me put it that way, I'm trying to put it in plain English,
yes.
Stopping people from building.
And people ignored it.
They ignored it. As a matter of fact, within the 23rd and 29th of November 1999,
yes.
There was a public notice.
Yes.
There was a public notice published in the Echo today. Now, let me read it to you. Are you with me?
I'm shocked. Go on. Yes.
It says, the Shangisha Landlords Association hereby inform the general public that all the parcels of land now known as Magodo Residential Scheme 2 and Ikosi GRA are subjects of litigation in the Supreme Court in suit number SC 112-2002 between Lagos State Government and Shangisha Landlords Association. Members of the public are hereby warned from undertaking any form of construction works or engaging in any transaction in respect of the aforementioned of land. The final determination of the case at the Supreme Court. Let me also make this very clear. There was a tribunal of inquiry on a review of allocation and appropriation of land in Lagos State between 1984 to May 1999. Right? And this is the public notice. It says the Standing Tribunal of Inquiry on Review of Allocation and Appropriation of State Lands between 1984 and May 1999 in Lagos State has found, after several visits to Magodo Scheme 2, that despite the court judgment in suit number IB79588 and stay of execution ordered by the court, various developments are being undertaken in the estate.
They ignored it.
As far back as 1999.
Oh, okay.
Everybody
so,
chose to ignore.
Okay. You know, time is not our friend here, so I'll have to fast track you.
Very well.
So, what does the family want now? Are they asking for blood? Are they going to draw blood?
You see, that place, I don't know, I'm looking for the right words to say, but let me put it this way.
Yes.
It would be unfortunate, with due respect, that is, without prejudice to whatever may happen afterwards, for the Lagos State Government, as it were, to be a judge in its own course. I say this because they defended the suit up to the Supreme Court. They challenged the judgment themselves at the Court of Appeal and at the Supreme Court. So it would be unfortunate if at this time we are now talking, Lagos State Government now says, okay, come, after 38 years, when people had died, many people lost their lives. In 2012, there was an attempt to levy execution. They were chased out by the police. Chased out by many people, by people who use their big manism. Pardon the use of my word.
Yes.
To send them out of that place.
Okay. Yep, Mr. Abatis, you're Yoruba, Abi. So you'll understand the next thing I want to say.
I am Yoruba.
Shema Yari Koleni, or is there any room for negotiation? You know me, I'm a hard man. I'm a street person. I like people. Chema Yari, Nanago Green, Nago Vest. Or can there be a negotiated way out of all this crisis now?
Well, there are so many indices at the moment.
Yes.
The MRE, Magodo Residential Association, are talking, and they are embellishing facts. They're not saying the truth. They come on TV, we see them on TV, they say one thing. Maybe I don't know what they're trying to do. Maybe they're trying to justify the action, or they're trying to say that we do not have a claim. I don't want to castigate them because we really don't have any business with them.
Okay. Let me put it on record that I invited the chairman, I think it's the chairman and one of the executives of the Residents Association, and they said they would be here only for me to get a phone call this morning, and they are not here at the moment. Okay, Mr. Fashisi, I'm going to beg you for one thing. Usually in this program, I have to take a break. That is the one that feeds the belly that is talking now. So I have to run the commercial for about 2 minutes. Will you please hold on so that we can take that break? And then when we come back, I will be able to continue our discussion, which is very, very interesting. So don't go away, Mr. Fashisi. I'll be right back. For all you out there, don't go away. We'll be right back any minute from now, okay? Bye.
Don't touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment.
Yeah, you're welcome back. And of course, you know, we are talking about the Magolo issue. Mr. Fashisi.
Yes, I'm here.
Uh-huh. First, I've just been told. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, can we try and get Mr. Fashisi back? Where's Philip? Let's get Mr. Fashisi back. Okay, because I wanted to ask him. I'm being told by my encyclopedia here, that's Wemimo, that the judgment itself is not a fresh judgment. So I wanted to clarify that with him in case he's listening. That would be... I think in the meantime, I can give out my next... Is that in there? Okay, let me give out my next gift. So I'm waiting for him. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Peter. I'm calling from here.
What? Teacher?
Yes, teacher.
Peter. Your surname, sir?
Awayo Navo.
Okay, we will take it as Peter. Okay, Mr. Peter, you've won some Christmas packet from Amstel Malta. Oh, so luckily you're in VI. You can just quickly run across and pick it up at Emiyang here. All the best. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jimmy. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. God bless you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Do we have Mr. Fashisi now? Is there? No, we don't have him. Okay. Can we take a call from somebody who wants to contribute to what is being said here? Nothing to be won on this one, but just at least let's contribute. Hello, morning. I'm Vex. The person ran away. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you want to contribute to what we're discussing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, please go on, sir.
I think the law...
You have to move to a quiet place. That place is too busy. Let's take the next call, please. Please, when you do call from a quiet background, you know, so that we don't have any interference. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling? Oh, that line is gone again. Do we have... Mr. Fashisi is back. Hello, Mr. Fashisi.
Yes, good morning.
Uh-huh, yes, I was being told here that this judgment is not a fresh judgment. Is that right?
I don't know what you mean by fresh judgment.
I mean, that is not as if it happened this year, the Supreme Court judgment.
No. The judgment was delivered on the 31st of December, 1993.
The Supreme Court judgment?
Oh, 2012.
So what have you been doing from 2012 till now?
Part of why I like the question you asked as to whether I'm a Yari Konde. Let me put it in Yoruba.
Yes, I'm a Yari dead.
You know? Yes. Between then and now, there have been attempts to levy execution. Has been frustrated.
I see.
Right? There have been attempts. Even the Lagos State government, let me give you an example. The Lagos State government even wrote us a letter on the 8th of January 2013 for a meeting. Right? For a meeting. A meeting which never held.
Hmm.
8th of February 2013. The letter was even dated without prejudice, which means irrespective of the position, let us you know, 2013 up to now. In fact, there was a time where there was an attempt to also leg execution, and the police just suddenly withdrew their men.
Yes,
so, of course, the sheriffs could not go ahead and paste when there was no police protection. You know, there have been series of...
So this has been on since 2013. How come both parties have left it to fester?
Which is why I said the Residents Association are aware. They know this fact. So
okay.
When people come to grandstand, it's just incredible.
Okay, so now that you want to levy judgment, what is going to happen?
Well, whoever owns the land owns the building. That is what the law says. I think the law is very clear.
Are you going to be asking? Okay, are you going to? Do you want to take full possession of the 500 and something plots?
Yes, we want to do that. We would like to do that.
Okay, fine. In an attempt to do that, would you be ready to negotiate with the occupants on a one-by-one basis or jointly?
If they are ready, definitely.
If they are ready, definitely.
We'll not close our eyes to that.
Okay, so if anybody, if I have a house in Magodo, I'm not ghetto. If I had, I'll be talking to you behind Gecha.
Uncle Jimmy, but, are you sure you don't have?
I don't have. Have you seen me in Magodo before? I don't have. I'm a shulele boy. But let's assume. Well, don't look at me like that. But let's assume that so I have a house in Magodo. What do? I come negotiate with you. Would you be asking for commercial value? Do I have to revalidate my possession with you?
Well, I will leave that to the association. Leave that for them to take their decision on that. You know what they'd like to do. But like I said, if we have to look at it holistically, for 38 solid years.
I spoke to my sources in Lagos State government yesterday, and there's an indication that the governor is ready to step in. One of the things I hear is being offered is another, if they can find another 500 and something plots to give the family, would they be willing to listen to that?
500 and something plots where?
Sorry?
You said 500 and something plots where?
Yes.
Within Magodo?
Well, I'm afraid to tell you where I heard what, because I heard something like Badagry.
Mr. Jimmy, we've heard this severally. And the day I heard, I think I heard the chairman mention something like that. I wanted to, but let me just keep that to myself. In any event, Mr. Jimmy, let me see this. You see, what is right is right.
Yes.
You understand? What is right is right. As I said, it is going to be unfortunate if the Lagos government wants to be a judge in its own cause.
In its own cause.
Which it lost.
Mm.
The time for that, with due respect to them, in my opinion, it's my personal opinion, has gone. The time for that has
so
gone.
So you are insisting that you are going to draw blood.
I have not said so, Mr. Jim. Don't quote me.
You have not put it that way, but you know me, I'm a dramatist. I have to spice it.
No, I've not said we're going to draw blood. I'm only trying to look at the issues.
For example,
yesterday, the Honorable Commissioner for Physical Planning, the PA, I think PS was also there, including the Surveyor General.
Yes.
And all of that. But the truth of the matter, like I said, is that there is a judgment of the court against the Lagos State Government.
And it has to be executed.
It has to be executed.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty, because right now I'm sure everybody in Magodo have their ears to the radio. Are you going to be asking for direct commercial? Is it that you want the land back, or you are ready to negotiate? Oh, okay, you said you are ready to negotiate with the occupants. Fair enough. But are you going
all the options are on the table.
Would Absolutely. You be for negotiating? Would you be asking for current commercial value?
Like I said, parties can always talk. It doesn't really matter whether it is current commercial value, or we all know how inflation has eaten deep into our economy. That's also a factor.
You are twisting the thing around. You just say current with inflation, you just say current.
The truth is, you know that you cannot compare somebody who has a plot to somebody who has two plots, or somebody who has a measurement. You should know that all of that is also a consideration. Yes. As I said, all the options are on the table.
But it's going to be a long-drawn scenario, don't you agree?
It has always been, for 38 years, it has always been. And the truth is, we should be thankful to God. I am thankful to God that Chief Adebayo Adeleke is alive. He's alive.
How does he feel?
He feels bittered. He feels pain. If I don't want to reveal too much, you know, of what this man went through. You understand? And I think it's unfortunate when some people are are lording it over others. It is completely
Okay, now the question I'd also like to ask is, who is going to be negotiating with who? Is everybody going to negotiate with his own individual landlord, or is there going to be a collective?
It depends, and that is part why we said. That's why I personally believe that the MRA, that is Magodo Resident Association, ought to have looked at that option.
Mm.
Why don't we talk with these people also, right? Which is true that this is the position. Let us adopt this position. Why don't we negotiate with them or talk to them in one fell swoop? Why don't we do this? That's what I expected them to be doing. It's my personal opinion.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Well, because I'm just, what I'm hearing.
Government
will have issues with. That's fine then.
So, invariably, if the governor says he's interested in finding a resolution, would it be as a friend? Because it's not. Who did you sue? You got judgment. Did you sue the government for allocating the land, or did you sue the occupants?
We sued the government. We sued the was ministry, like, you know, in 1984, it's like military ministry of land.
Ministry of, yes. But did you sue the allottees of the plots of land?
No, at that time we went. There were no allocated plots.
Mm.
So that's, yeah. So we sued the government for demolishing the land and for taking our land from us.
I see. So, wow. Because as a lawyer, would you say, for example, I'm not going to hold you to this, I'm just asking as a lawyer, would you say that if I was an occupant of, I could then sue the Lagos State government for selling me land that apparently didn't belong to them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They say, do you know that this Yoruba proverb about Buru find the Igbo and Igbo find the Buru and stuff like that? You know, so...
Yes.
So I can see that. So maybe the Lagos State government knows that it's going to reverberate on them, and we are in for a long drawn session here. I'd like to thank you so much for giving us your time. I hope when we call on you again on Saturday, I'm bringing a lawyer, Mr. Candid Johnson. He's going to look at the judgment.
Yes, SEN,
and. I'd like you to listen in. We might have reason to want to just call you to clarify one or two things, if you don't mind. Don't worry. Don't leave your house. So don't leave the comfort. Don't let Madame get angry. Just send her somewhere. Send her to the backyard to get firewood, whilst you can talk to us. Okay? Thank you very much, Mr. Fashisi. It's nice talking to you.
Thank you for at least listening to the other side. You know, many people have gone with narratives that I find very strange. But should I find it strange in Nigeria now? I don't think I should.
No.
But I think that I want to thank you for attempting to listen to us.
Yes.
And so that this narrative flying about, they are landowners, they are land grabbers, like Punch called it, is nauseating. You know? Thank you all the same. I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Yes. Well, that you heard Mr. Fashisi. That story, I must tell you, it frightened me. I mean, I missed buying a plot. Not even a plot, it was a house I was going to buy. I missed buying a plot by whiskers. You see, the way God works sometimes, we were arguing over 500,000, or was it 50,000, some silly amount. Then my mind just went off it. Well, what would I have done now? Because, look, put yourself in the shoes of some of the landlords in Magodo. Some of them are now retired. Okay, so even if they go negotiate, how much would it? A plot of land in Magodo now is close to, you'd be lucky if you get one for 50M plot with that house on it. And so I don't know how all this is going to go. I spoke to, you know, one of my contacts in state government yesterday, and he couldn't come up with something concrete as to what is going to happen next. But meetings are going on, and I've been told that the Governor Sanwo-Olu is very, very concerned about this development, extremely concerned, because at some point he might have a backlash. And the Supreme Court judgment is a Supreme Court judgment. Now, whether that judgment is good or not, there have been comments. Odikalu, too, made a comment sometime. Professor Odikalu, you know, the lawyer. And I said to myself, I wouldn't read his comment. I'm going to wait till my SAN comes on. I like calling him my SAN, as if I owned him, as if I paid the school fees. My SAN, he belongs to me. My SN will come on Saturday and we'll do another 001 lecture in law and judgment. Right, if you have an opinion to give on this, don't call now for the gifts. There's no point. We're not giving the gifts out now. You can start calling for the gifts around 9:50. Okay, so if you want to give your opinion on this, we'd be glad to hear it. So I pick the next caller. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. No, that one looks like a prize winner. Okay, let's... Hello.
Hello.
Could you turn down your radio, please? Better still, just switch it off. Morning.
This is Kenny from VI.
Yes, sir.
I just want to know, you said something earlier. You said you are grown up in Lagos Island, right?
No, I don't think you are listening. You're listening to I'm sure you are listening to another program. Let's take another call there. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling?
I'm Samuel. Thank you very much for my gift. Uncle Jimmy, that's in Nagbemu.
Nagbemu, I tell you now. You don't see as your voice don't clear this morning. Yesterday, Bill, I say, Krokro, your voice.
I have to take drop. So those are winners. They should take drop. Oh. Not be something where, not be joke. Oh. Nagbemu, like I said, Uncle Jimmy, thank you very much.
Ah, you're I'm welcome. Samuel.
You've done my Christmas. Thank you all. Thank you.
Yes. Is it Nagbemu? Hello, good morning. Morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. I'm happy.
Don't be happy. We are not giving gifts yet. You want to contribute to what we are saying.
Don't do this, please.
What can I do now? Eh?
Oh, please now.
You said you want Gbemu.
Ejo.
You know what I will do for you? You know what I will do for you? Wait now. Yeah. You know what I will do for you? Don't let anybody hear. When it is about 9:50, call. I will pick your own call.
Oh, then the phone will be engaged.
It will be engaged.
Oh, good. We don't do this.
No, you're not lucky. I need somebody to contribute to the program. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's
I have an echo here. Can I pick another call, please? Hello, good morning. Please, when you call from a quiet place, switch off your radio. Okay, because once we put on radio, we get a backlash here. Hello, morning. Hey. Your feedback. Kelvin.
I greet you.
Uh-huh.
Compliment of the season.
Same to you.
This.
You just a week?
No, I've been waiting since 5 a.m. Okay,
because you know you'll be my party man. I go tell the people we do Amsterdam Walter. I say, Kelvin calling, no. But the one way we not fit do during the day, the one way you go like to take at night, at least I go send one or two to you. You know that one. We cannot mention that one, but you know it now.
The green bottle.
Yeah, the green
bottle. Uncle Jimmy, don't give the after butter to our other callers.
Okay, all right.
Let me sacrifice. This is the season of giving.
Okay.
Let me sacrifice that one for other people.
But me, I go send you some green bottle. Don't worry.
If you want sense, no
harm. I get that one too.
Uncle Jimmy, this Magodo issue is complicating.
Very.
I don't understand. And
very.
I feel so sad and so sorry for the people involved. But on both sides, on both sides, I feel so sorry for them. I just hope, as you have said, that Governor Sonwulu will come into the matter and let's have a truce at the end of the day.
You know, Kelvin, the truth also is that we take too many things for granted.
Yes.
I tell you, my first experience in trying to buy land in Lagos, since then I prayed to God to give me money to just buy a ready-made house in a non-controversial area. My first attempt at buying a house, I went to look at the land. And I said, I like this one. It's a corner piece. They said, oh, yes. So I said, but look at blocks. These are blocks here. There are blocks on top of it. Are they selling the land with the blocks? You know what they told me? They said, no, Emma Walisa, the owner is not serious. We will give him another one. yeah, you can take this one. I said, what do you mean? He said, oh, he's owned by somebody, but somewhere lane, you can take this one. Then I said, okay, let me.
Don't play that.
I'm telling you, Amy, Momehon. Oh boy, this is a lesson. We take things for granted. Somebody will tell you, this land, your lawyer will tell you, this land is in the right of way of so and so. But someone else will come and say, but others are also building. So don't worry, nothing will happen. The Magodo people are in a very bad position.
I feel so sorry for
them. They are in a very, very bad position.
I feel so sad for the elderly man that has been on this for years.
For years?
Yes, I feel so sorry for him.
But we must reward his tenacity and patience.
And I feel so sorry for those that are involved now. So, but if the governor comes in this, I believe...
What do you think the governor can offer?
I've read in the dailies that, just like you have asserted, that there are some places they were giving to them.
Mm.
And that there's a certain man who refused to go to that place, just an individual.
Mm.
I've read that on the dailies. But, like the lawyer said, if the governor comes in this, I think they can resolve it and just maybe giving them a sort of, I don't know what I should use, what palliative.
you see, because part of it is, and this is becoming quite common, you remember what the man said initially. They were told it was going to be used for a hospital.
Exactly, for commercial purposes.
For commercial purposes. And then the government itself needs to stop this habit. Look at the Lagos State Polytechnic. Now has become a private TV station.
Oh, we don't go to that side, Jerry.
I shouldn't go to that side. No, it's part of
no
it.
No need. Is it the school of nurses? Don't bother. Don't bother. No need to talk about that one. It's become like a broken record.
Mm.
Yes, there's no need. My concern now is that, please, Governor Sonwulu, please come into this matter. And I believe, Uncle Jimmy, there will be a truce.
Well, from the tone of the lawyer, you can see that they are ready to be reasonable.
Yes.
But nobody should think that he can. We would like to, caution the governor. You can't go in there and bamboozle them, or you'd have to go in there pleading.
Yes. After all, governance is a continuum. Whatever happened in 1983 or 1984 is a continuum.
Yes. Yes.
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Merry Christmas, Kelvin.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Yeah, let's take one or two more calls and I'll be out of here.
Good morning.
Morning, who's calling?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Morning.
Morning. How many times are you going to greet me now? Okay, let's do a final good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, ma.
Good morning, Marke. I'm angry. Do I sound like a woman?
Yes, ma.
I'm angry. I'm very, very angry. Oh, somebody to give me water. I'm very angry. What's your name?
My name is Mercy.
Your name is?
Mercy.
Nephew?
Mercy.
Mercy?
Yes.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman.
And your Mercy, voice? Mercy. Your own voice sounds like the voice of a man. Mm. How old are you?
I am 12.
You're 12. You're still a young one. Oh yeah, go and play football. Go and take skipping rope and play neighborhood. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning, who's calling?
Isaac on the line.
Isaac, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes.
Concerning the matter.
Yes.
Lagos State is when you want to buy land, you need to be very, very careful where you are buying land.
Mm-hmm.
Because everywhere is full of, maybe the place already been sold by another person. Another person is going to still sell it to you again.
Mm-hmm.
You need to still go to court. Court used to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
So before you know the end of the whole situation, you're even tired of you buying the land. So it's the whole situation. I don't know what they're going to do for them.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I think the thrust of what he's trying to say, if I got him right, is that it is a pity that buying land in Lagos, I don't know about other states, is such a dangerous phenomenon, and that even when you're now buying land from government, there is no guarantee that there won't be a problem on it in the future. And that frightens me. Remember that land cases? I don't know how many of you were around when the Oniros won the case here in Oniro land here, Iru land here. And for those of us who are much younger, we remember there was a place called Maroko. You know, there's a place called Maroko. I don't know if you younger people would know that. It was a town on its own. In fact, my friend's father had a two-story building in Maroko. Maroko had a street. But after only God knows how long that case was, and the family won, I remember that day I drove to Ikoyi. I think Rasaki was the governor then. It was like they were moving communities from Timbuktu on the slave trade route from Timbuktu to somewhere in Ouagadougou or whatever. It was a sight to behold. When I say sight to behold, I'm talking about in the reverse. It was miserable. So we have to be very, very careful when you buy land in Lagos, especially in Lagos. You got to be very, 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 very careful. I don't know how far they've gone with the Onikoyi's case in Ikoyi. I understand there was some controversy on that too in the past. You need to be careful. First thing you want to do before you buy land is get a lawyer. And listen to professionals. Don't listen to charlatans who will tell you, oh, that's the way it is. No worry. They wouldn't do this and they wouldn't do that. Some of us are also privy to the demolition of houses that were built under high tension cable in the first coming of Buhari. I remember that I think the owner of a three or four floor hotel collapsed and died because the Jagmo government then, Buhari government, they brought the whole building, the whole hotel, the bar, everything, the rooms, they brought everything down. And so I asked myself, why would you want to build a hotel under high tension cable? Even the occupants of that hotel, because I think the hotel was known more for short lets than for extended stay. You know, all these short lets, after 1 hour, they knock your door. I wonder how you'd feel safe to go take siesta under high tension cable. I pick my last caller for the day, and that's the prize winner, is the third prize winner for today. As soon as I pick the call, you mention your name. What's your name, sir? Ma.
Hello, good morning, sir. My name is Glory.
Your name is?
Glory Iwuji.
Okay, Glory Disuke.
Iwuji.
I said I don't have any daughter called Glory. I don't know. So anyway, Glory Iwuji, you have won goodies from Amstel Malta for Christmas. Okay. Hey, clap for yourself now. Very good. So you have won a nice package. Make sure you come over to the studio and pick it up. That's where we'll end today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve and it will be nice and light. We'll have fun and the rest of the presents. For all those who want presents, you have to pick them up within 24 hours. We don't want to keep anything. This is not a warehouse. Sure, you heard when this man said it is BIM. So we can't keep these things endlessly. If you don't pick it up within 24 hours, you forfeit it. We are not going to sell it to anything, though. But we have more than enough people inside to consume the consumables. I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.